Is there life on the moon and human life on the moon? That is certain that moon is a live planet right now. There was always life, it is still there is a life. We have water there, we have oxygen there, we have atmosphere there. But it used to be a time when we killed it. Like if it happened on the Earth, Third World War, you know the consequences. Because we have made already that kind of bombs that we can destroy this Earth many times now. Not only 7 times, I used to say 7 times is more times now. Let me tell you psychologically and scientifically. We are trying to escape from the Earth right now. Many of us, they are trying. They know that there will be end of the Earth one day. Not end of the Earth, end of the human life at least, and animal. Because of nuclear. Because of hydrogen bombs. Because the more we get civilized, so-called civilized, or the more we get science improved or developed, so we going to go forward towards destruction. That's what it happened when there was a prosperity, there was a big population on the moon. Humans started fighting. And before they destroyed that planet, people escaped from there. Like we are trying to escape from the Earth right now. Many of us, but human is the most dangerous species on the Earth or on any other planet. Nobody will survive. And Earth will die for long time. There used to be a big population of humans on the moon. It was like our planet. It was like Earth. It was always good atmosphere. There were animals, there were human. The life like on this Earth right now. But I always suggest and always tell people that animal is not dangerous on the Earth. Neither birds, neither trees. They are always helpful. Same thing happened, that destruction. Humans start fighting. And the best planet and the closest planet to the Earth, Moon, was destroyed. Nothing left there. No human, no animals. But it doesn't mean there was no life. From this Earth now it is full of population. Before that, from Jupiter, from Mars, the other people came. I won't mention who were they. Who will reach the first? He was the last one to escape from the moon. because that is the nature of the human. Like when a person grows older, that old age, the old man or old lady is going towards the babyhood. Same thing, who was the last one? All these Britishers. Not Asians, not Africans, Britishers. And American now are in the beginning, not now. Now it is a mixture population. But in the beginning they were all Britishers from Europeans. There is a scientific proof that moon has no gravitation. Only European people, they used to have it. Tall people. The height. Not Asian. Asians were shorter. So when the moon got destroyed, few people, they escaped and they came to the earth. And they started population in Europe. And that's why now they are seeking their babyhood again. And their babyhood is moon again. No wonder America landed first on the moon. Because they basically, originally, they are from Europe. And they know that is their planet. They are still tall. Comparatively, other Asians and other countries. And no wonder Asians and Africans and Arab countries, they loved America. Why? Because they know deep down they are the last one to come here. But that is sure. In near future, in very near future, we will have a colony, human colony on Moon. Because we have all kind of resources there. And who are the last person going to be the first on the moon again? But this is not certain that these people will be on Jupiter first. Whoever came from the Jupiter, they will be on the Jupiter first. Time will come and you will see. But on Moon, there is no waiting anymore. Will be very soon, you will see the colony. And once we build the colony there, it will be easy to travel to the other planet also. So, in my insight, of whatever I know, the moon was a very prosperous planet, and it is a prosperous planet also. And moon is worshipped in Asia usually. They think that moon is a god kind of. No wonder the Arab countries, Asian countries, they love America. America continent. The whole continent. So because of they were the last one. And they will be the first one to reach there. And they will make the colony. So it is not a, you will see in your own life that we have a colony. People will begin to buy the land on the moon. Moon will be again a beautiful planet. And human life will increase there. Moon has more resources than Earth actually. because it was a live planet and it was very, very good planet. And it has less gravitation. So less gravitation makes a person less emotional. He's not emotional like he used to be emotional, like people are emotional here. Less gravitation makes a person light. Their emotions are there, but they are light emotions. They don't kill them. They don't kill the person. Like here, when emotions goes too much, person is fully depressed. But when a person will live on the moon, they will not be depressed. They will be even lighter, and it is a possibility that when human life again starts on the moon, it starts growing, they will be spiritually advanced. And it is not, that day is not far away. We will see our own eyes, and we will hear, and we will see that where are you coming from? Oh, I am mooning. I am coming from the moon. And they will ask, where are you coming from? I am from the earth. I'm Ardran. So there will be a word new in the dictionary. I wish all of you to see that life on the moon and advance spiritual life mostly.